This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, there are things you remember in your life that you will never forget as long as you live. Every person in this room has memories that are emblazoned on your memory screen. And maybe the person next to you doesn't even know it, but there are memories that you have that you've never shared with people. Here's one of my memories that is really profound. I was at a hospital in Columbus, Ohio, in my 18-year ministry there. There was a family of 5 or 6 grown adults gathered around the bedside of their father. He was in intensive care. He was dying. They called me up to pray with him for the last time. And what I do when I go to a hospital like that or a home is I pray what's called a committal prayer. I commit that person to the Lord. It's a very sacred time. And the Catholic Church would use extreme unction term or the last rites. I call it a committal prayer. We just commit this person to the Lord at the moment of death. And so I'm there to pray. And just before I say, let's pray together, one of the brothers or sisters just says something just a little bit snippy to another brother or sister. That's the only way I know how to describe it. It wasn't rude, but there was just an edge to it. Well, you know what happened, then he or she said something back, and before it was over, I'm not exaggerating, there was this full-blown people shouting type of argument around the man who's dying. And these siblings are fighting with one another, adult siblings yelling at one another in this room in intensive care. And I remember saying, this isn't the time. Certainly not the place. Your dad's dying here. Your dad's taking his last breaths, and if he has any cognitive awareness of what's going on here, if he has any memories at all of his last, not day, but his last minutes on earth, that's what he's going to remember. My children, my adult children fighting, and I'm sure it had to do with money. It usually does. Most of the arguments in families, you can trace it back to money in some shape or fashion. I just think that's the way it is. And it wasn't the time or place, and I remember thinking, this is so weird. And yet, can I tell you something that's weird as well? As we're going to study in the book of Luke as we continue our series, where the disciples have just been served, so to speak, the Last Supper by Jesus, where Jesus takes bread and the cup, and he says, this is my blood and this is my body. You take this in remembrance of me. And right after that experience, the disciples break into an argument about who's the greatest in the kingdom. You say, I can't believe people would do that. Well, I couldn't believe people would argue over their dad's deathbed, but they did. This is a message today about being a servant or being a master. And Jesus is the one who lays out the choice. Let's read it in Luke 22. And Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Now listen to verse 24. Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I, Jesus said, I am among you as one who serves.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.